Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're going to talk to Larry Elder, talk show host, writer, who I think is really eloquently been exposing the incredible division being pushed by the so-called liberals. All they can offer is racial infighting because that's all they've got. Well, they work for foreign banks looting us, basically. I'm also going to continue breaking down this disgusting media frenzy over the royal birth. And it could be a queen. It could be a king. This is the antithesis of what this country was founded on. This is kryptonite to Superman. To America, Superman, this royal fawning is kryptonite. Worshipping royalty is the opposite of what America was founded on. It is kryptonite to Superman. I'm trying to think of a good tweet. If America is Superman, worshipping royals is kryptonite. Does that make sense? It's everything our ancestors struggled against. But now government's the new royalty with diplomatic immunity above the law. We're going to get into all of that. And we'll have open phones in the third hour as well. And I'm very close to getting one of the main new Black Panther leaders on the show to, again, cover this big distraction but wake people up. The only way, the last caller was saying, how do we get people out of this infighting and out of this divide and conquer? I think you hijack the meme, you culture jam it, and then you show people. You cover it because you've got to cover it and nobody's going to listen. And you take whatever the big enchilada is of the day, the big diversion, the royal family, the Trayvon Martin stuff, and then you point out how it's a distraction and then show people what they're not being shown. And I know that's elementary. You're like, tell us something we don't know. That's what I'm trying to get my crew to do, and they're doing a great job, by the way. Because hindsight's 20/20, backseat quarterbacking, money day quarterbacking, my crew does an amazing job. I don't put one-tenth of what I know into form, into action. That's what I'm trying to do here. And I'm really trying to unlock minds. I just want freedom. I have goodwill. And that is the antidote to the globalist poison. Margaret in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. You've told us on the air that you had a shack for your family to bug out to. And I have a cabin on 10 acres. And I was wondering your thoughts on when to bug out. What are we looking for?
Well, I mean, I have a couple places I can go, family property and stuff, that's got old farmhouses and stuff on it that I go to anyways to go wild hog hunting or fishing or camping or, you know, riding four-wheelers or letting the kids ride around on the tractor. But that's if we ever go into a Great Depression and stuff really collapses bad, I've got storable food, farm tools, and gardens and a little grape vineyard and things that are already going that I could go to. I've got a couple different places with family that lives on family, you know, family partnership property. So I have one foot in an agrarian past. Plus, I might have to, you know, bug out if it ever gets to the point of they shut down my media operation and, you know, basically they're arresting patriot leaders. I won't particularly run myself, but I'll you know, put my family out in the country, and it's no secret where they'll be. It's just out of the way. Here's an example. If we had a reactor blow up in California like they had in Japan, I would have to leave the U.S. for a couple of years because I don't want my kids getting radiated. So it's just always good to have that backup. Does that answer your question?
Yes, economic collapse,
I'll tell you what, Larry Elder's coming up. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. This is an important topic. And you should get the film we produced, Strategic Relocation. That'll really answer all your questions, and the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, up on Infowars.com, we have a lot of important news up there. Actor James Woods has dismantled Obama's racist opportunism. We've got some of his quotes from Twitter up there. I think that's really important. We've also got UK blocks porn in the name of stopping child porn. They're going to move to get rid of free speech, period. They're certainly not really trying to stop porn. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, most government pensions to be confiscated within a decade. Mike Adams has a report up there from Natural News on Infowars.com that deals with the Congressional Budget Office and others reporting on the trend we've seen in Europe coming here to the United States. Also, the mainstream media is finally beginning to report on Russian combat readiness after the alternative news broke the fact that Israel struck Russian military sites in Syria a few weeks ago. Major escalation on that front. You know, why have I been critical of this worship of British royalty? Well, A, they're not even British, but B, it's the antithesis of the American system that we worship people because of title or royalty. It's about what you stand for, who you are, what you build, what you write, what you produce, what inventions you make, where you trailblaze. And I'm all about being an individual. And I admire people that are honorable and well-spoken and intelligent and that are good fathers. And that's why we see an attack on the family and an attack on fathers. And we have the best-selling author of Dear Father, Dear Son. He's also written a bunch of other best-selling books. Larry Elder joining us to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll continue with your phone calls. And Ed Asner is going to be popping in to give us his take on everything, the former head of the Screen Actors Guild and, of course, famous actor in his own right. But that is coming up in Totally Open Phones and more news in the third hour. But I saw this clip last week, and I said, please get Larry Elder. He was on everybody's favorite Redcoat. He was on the Piers Morgan show. And really let him have it. It's an amazing 11-minute video that's up on Infowars.com. It's also on LarryElder.com. But let's go ahead and play about a minute of the opening exchange right here with Larry Elder.
I was, because you weren't doing her any favors by condescendingly trying to convince her that she's a victim. This is a young lady who didn't apply herself, a 19-year-old who's still in high school. Instead of saying, young lady, take this as an opportunity to take stock of your life, you treated her like she was a victim. And that's how you're doing this whole thing about race and racism. 7,000 murders last year, Pierce, of black people. Almost all of those were committed by black people. Since Trayvon Martin has his unfortunate death, there have been 480 blacks killed in Chicago alone. 75% of those crimes have been unsolved. Where are the cameras? Where are the shows? It's outrageous to act as if black America, black America should fear some non-black guy stalking some black kid at night. The likelihood of a black person being killed by a non-black person is extremely remote, which is why this became a big national issue in the first place, Pierce.
Right. It's perfectly possible, as we have shown so many times.
And again, 94%, Justice Department numbers, black on black. And it's like they found an Easter bunny or a leprechaun or a pot of gold or the unicorn, the mythical creature, the racist white person. And I know there's racist white people. I don't run into a lot of them. When you run into them, they're big losers, folks. That their whole identity is about race, and that's why they're usually failures. Winners want to be around winners. And that's why royalty disgusts me. Obama's the new royalty because of what color he is. He can do no wrong. It's the same thing with these British royals. What have they done? But lecture me about carbon all day. I don't like Obama, and I don't like the Queen of England either. Larry Elder, do you get where I'm coming from with that?
Of course I do. And Alex, I gave him facts. It is an unfortunate fact that blacks are 12% of the population. You throw out the women, you're talking about 6%. Throw out old people and young people, you're talking about 3%. Out of 3% come half of all homicides. This is why people profile. I'm not mad at people for profiling. I'm mad at the young thug who's messed up my image. And the reason the young thug is there is because the young thug grew up in a home without a father. 75% of black kids born in homes without a father. At some point, 85% of black kids will be in a home without a dad. Obama knows this. He gave a speech to Alex at Morehouse, and he said a kid growing up without a dad is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 20 times more likely to end up in prison. So what are we talking about here? They take some aberrant case, and they act as if this is some referendum on America. It is as ridiculous as what happened in Sandy Hook, and Piers Morgan wanted to make some pink-cheeked white kid the face of gun violence in America.
Absolutely. It's the same deal. It's like guilting everyone. All gun owners, you killed the kids. They said that. And now all whites, you want to corner the little black kid murdering.
Alex, it's misdirection because the real problem is what the left has done to the family. Between 1890 and 1940, look it up. In the census reports, a black kid was more likely to be born in a nuclear intact family than a white kid. Along comes Lyndon Johnson. He incentivizes all these inner city people into getting money provided there's no man in the house and allows the woman to marry the government and allows the man to abandon his financial and moral responsibility. And now fast forward, we're talking about race and racism and high capacity magazines. It's absurd.
Sure. Well, the Bible says, and it's got historical examples because the Israelites were very learned, so they wrote down what happened. And the more stuff they dig up, the more they find out how accurate the Old Testament and New Testament is historically to things that really went on. They knew when a society's about to collapse, women are put in as the boss. And I'm not knocking women. It's just a fact. The government has done that. Fake feminism. All of this. The women are slaves to the government. What happened? What happened? Because I've seen the same numbers you're talking about, where illegitimacy in blacks was lower than it was in whites. Crime was lower than whites. How did this happen?
Well, with two things happened. Again, women were incentivized into getting money from the government, provided there was no man. And the civil rights movement went from demanding equal rights to demanding equal results. That's where you get these race hustlers like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson demanding this and demanding that. Equal rights and equal results are two different things. Equal rights are one thing that everybody is entitled to. Equal results are things you have to work for and earn. And that's what happened.
Why do you think the media is desperately pushing this? And am I wrong in saying you're a little bit older than I am, and you've been a syndicated radio host for several decades and follow the news continually. Am I right in saying this is pulling out all the stops, that we've never seen race baiting at this level, A, and then B, why are they doing it?
Well, we've seen race baiting before, but what's bizarre about it is one would have thought that it would have been diminished by now. We've elected a black president. We reelected a black president. Obama got more of the white vote than John Kerry did. So one would have thought that people would have perceived that to be a statement about how relatively race-free conscious this country is. Instead, this is another in a continuing series of race hustlers. Tawana Brawley was a race hustle. Jenna Six was a race hustle. The Duke Lacrosse thing was a race hustle. When years ago USA Today ran all those cover stories about black churches being burned, we found out when all the dust settled, pardon the expression, that more churches, mosques, and synagogues were burned than black churches, and USA Today had to apologize. This is another in that continuing series, the mantra, white people are after black people are under siege, when in fact, if you ask black people what's really going on, far and away they're concerned about what I said before about crime, violence, bad schools. The fact is that one out of two black adults does not have a full-time job. These are the things that are concerning us, and this is misdirection to take our attention off of all these things and look on nonsense because the left can't come to terms with the damage that they have done.
How do you reverse it? Because I genuinely want to empower everybody. I don't want to pay for all these private prisons. I don't want to see the culture degenerating across the board. I mean, for those of us that want goodwill in the face of conscious race baiters like Piers Morgan and Michelle Maddow and all those guys, I mean, they know what they're doing, divide and conquer. How do we respond to people this vicious?
Well, Alex, we do what we're doing. We do what you're doing. You're fighting back. The fact is that I call it the access of indoctrination. Hollywood, academia, and the media. And every day you get up in the morning, you are infused with all of this stuff. You cut on your local news, and you hear about how oppressed black people are. You go to the theater, and you read about, you watch a movie called Hurricane, a movie about a lie based upon somebody who murdered three people, and suddenly Denzel Washington is a hero, even though he murdered three people in the real life. This is the kind of crap that kids are subjected to every single day. The media, overwhelmingly left-wing, academia, overwhelmingly left-wing, Hollywood, 80 to 90% of the money that they give to political contributions goes to the Democratic Party. So this is what we're up against. You are fighting it. I'm fighting it. People have to wake up. They've got to realize that right now, at all three levels of government, federal, state, and local, they're taking away half of the American people's money. In 1900, federal, state, and local, they took about 7%. This is outrageous. The founding fathers will be spinning in their graves. We need to reverse this.
Absolutely. Looking at this, what do you really in your gut expect to happen now? Because it really seems the media is trying to stir up a race war, and I don't see it working too well, but they don't care. They just keep doing it.
I think it's backfiring. I think this might do it. Al Sharpton, people are taking a look at him. This is the guy who every night rails and rails and rails about why rich people ought to be paying more taxes, owes millions of dollars in back taxes, federal, state, and payroll taxes. This is the guy who got involved in the Crown Heights thing. Some people in New York call it the most serious pogrom in the history of America. He's right in the thick of that, and of course his whole career was based upon Tawana Brawley. I'm thinking and I'm hoping that maybe NBC might begin to take a look at him. There's got to be a lot of negative letters. I saw a poll that shows George Zimmerman has higher ratings than Al Sharpton.
I mean, I think that's it. It more than race baiting, it's about these people becoming celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're celebrities pimping the race, and it's a disgusting spectacle.
Well, it really is, and I call Sharpton Reverend J. Edgar Sharpton because along with J. Edgar Hoover, you look at the guy still in power all these years, and you wonder why. And it's through manipulation and intimidation, and that's what Sharpton does. He'll go to a corporation, yell and scream. He'll imply he'll bring a whole bunch of black people there to picket if you don't give me this deal. Next thing you know, the money's passed hands. There's a book called Shakedown written by a journalist named Ken Timmerman who talks about how Jesse Jackson does this. I interviewed Timmerman on my show. He couldn't get arrested on any of the other major shows because they're all in bed.
Absolutely. And a lot of the Republicans, I'll be honest, like to play along with this and not really go after it because that then scares their constituents and makes it racially based on top of it. I say we just circumvent the whole thing and expose it, as you're doing, as the political football that it's basically become. I want to go to break and come back with one more segment with syndicated radio host and best-selling author who's with us today here, Larry Elder. Then we're going to get Ed Asner's take on this, the wars and everything else, and then open phones in the third hour. I'm Alex Jones. You can follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. You can follow Larry at Larry Elder on Twitter.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Folks, it's the final segment with Larry Elder, who really is just a individualist who wants freedom. And it's so clear what's happening here. The government wants dependency. It wants a group under its control. That's why NBC edited the Zimmerman tape. 911 call. That's why they used photos from 5-6 years before of Trayvon Martin. That's why the prosecution suppressed images of a gun and loot on Trayvon Martin's cell phone. This is amazing. And the police chief said they wanted him indicted, even though that wasn't the facts. And it is politically scary. What do you expect the Justice Department to do now, the same folks that run Fast and Furious, Larry Elder?
They're going to do nothing. They're going to huff and puff, and Obama's going to give you the impression that they're going to be looking at it. And, of course, Sharpton wants to keep up the heat. But the bottom line is the law does not support bringing charges at all, nor do the politics support it. The polls show that a plurality of Americans are perfectly okay with this not guilty verdict. By a 2-to-1 margin, they believe that he's not guilty of manslaughter. And by a 3-to-1 margin, they believe he's not guilty of murder. And so if you really want to rile people up, go ahead and bring charges again. And maybe some non-whites might get a little ticked off about what's going on. So I don't expect anything to happen. And may I just say one other thing, too? Obama gave a bunch of anecdotes about how black people are being oppressed in this country. If you walk by a car, you hear a car door lock, a woman clutches her purse, you're followed in the department store. All of those things, of course, have happened to everybody black that I know of, including me. Obama, however, doesn't give other anecdotes. I'll give you one. I'm in Cleveland dating a black girl living in the inner city. I'm at a park in Cleveland, 2 o'clock at night. We're having a wonderful time. In the distance, she spots a group of young black men. They're coming towards us, walking not very fast. And Sharon says, "Let's go." I said, "What's the problem?" "They don't have any women with them. Bad sign. Let's go." And we got up and we left. Now, this is an inner-city black woman. This is what she said she did. Now, where's Obama? Was she a racist?
Well, I couldn't say it as good as you just said it. Where do you expect this thing to go with the cause celeb, which really isn't? Why is the establishment so anti-white? Because that's, quote, the majority, and it's a way to beat the majority into going along politically with what the power structure wants?
I think there's a lot of white guilt. There's a lot of people that feel noble if they stand up like Piers Morgan and puts his hand around some woman and condescendingly tells her how smart she is. It's that soft bigotry of low expectations.
So they build straw men. I've actually found a lot of liberals quietly are actually the real racist, and I think that's what it is. I think they're racist.
Well, here's what it is. When you talk to a guy like Piers Morgan and he looks at somebody like Rachel Gentile and says how smart she is, this is a kind of condescending attitude that is the basis of race-based preferences. The reason that you are allowing blacks and browns to get into schools, not Asians, by the way, even though they're ethnic minorities, is because people really do feel that we black people and brown people are too stupid to be able to get really good SATs and the same kind of test scores that everybody else. So therefore, they lower the bar for us. It's a condescending, if not racist, kind of attitude, and that's what George W. Bush meant when he talked about the soft bigotry of low expectations. What's going to happen in the future? I would recommend that George Zimmerman change his last name to Benghazi, and then the media won't give a damn anymore.
That's a good idea. George Benghazi.
Yeah, that's it. Who? What do we care? I don't care.
Man, you're a genius, I tell you.
Thank you.
No, you just are funny, man. So where do you expect this to go? We got the two guys shot in a parking lot for a Free Zimmerman thing, and I'm seeing all these racial attacks across the country, so many I can't even cover them now.
Yeah.
And the media is totally covering this up because it doesn't fit the narrative.
And you see three female bodies were found in a vacant house in Cleveland. You know, I also say this, too. If we had a few more George Zimmermans, maybe we'd have a few fewer Ariel Castros. I thought we wanted people to be proactive. Hillary writes a book that says it takes a village. Janet Napolitano tells us, see something, say something, and then you do so, and you're a knuckle-dragging racist gone out of profiling. So I can't figure out what they want.
Well, when it's all said and done, it looks like a lot of white people are going to get killed over this. And where is the media on that? I mean, I agree with you. I think they've gone a bridge too far. I think that even if they're successful stirring up a race war, that this is the beginning of the end, and I think it's the last gasp of the big race pimping. I think it's still going to go on, though.
I think so, too. And I think people are pointing out the hypocrisy. A few years ago, there was the most brutal double homicide I've ever seen in Knoxville, Tennessee. 4 black people, mid-20s, raped, tortured, and murdered 2 young white students in the most graphic, heinous way I've ever heard. Very little coverage. And these are the kinds of things people are beginning to point out and point out the hypocrisy.
Well, I mean, a black lady grabbed a 10-year-old kid and burned him to death with a torch for no reason in Houston. No media coverage. And again, I'm not even hyping this up because I don't want to create a bunch of division. But when it's such hypocrisy, I mean, you've got to cover it.
In Arizona, black guy in his SUV with his fiance, Latino on foot crosses in front of him. Black guy accuses Latino of cutting him off. They get into a dispute. A black guy pops him one time in the chest. Black guy's not arrested right away. Latino's family has to agitate to get arrested. guy got arrested, but nobody cared because the race of the shooter was the wrong race.
It's amazing. It didn't fit the script,
right,
the narrative. Larry Elder, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
All right, there goes Larry Elder, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Well,
defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, bottom line, we have illegal NSA spying going on. We have $85 billion a month given to offshore banks and banker bailouts. We have Obama and NATO launching military attacks all over the Middle East and Africa, allied with Al-Qaeda. Talk about vindicating 9/11 truth. You've got just unmitigated corruption. You've got Obamacare written to raise payroll taxes on poor people, written by insurance companies. People are now discovering the horror of that. And meanwhile, George Zimmerman has emerged from hiding for truck crash rescue. That is the type of news we've got breaking right now. George Zimmerman, who has been in hiding since he was acquitted of murder and the death of Trayvon Martin, emerged to help rescue someone who was trapped in an overturned truck, police said today. I actually helped somebody Saturday. This guy runs a red light and just T-bones this lady, and we helped her and stuff, and no big deal. You're supposed to do that. The crash occurred at the intersection of I-4 and Route 417. Why is this news? Why is one guy and one trial and everything going on and people fighting with each other and racial attacks all over the country? This is such a distraction. And the reason I'm covering it is to point out it's a distraction from all the real issues that are going on around the world. And we do have our satire video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, exclusive footage of birth of royal baby. And it's pretty hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. There's also an exclusive photo on my Twitter at Real Alex Jones, the first leaked photo of the new baby or the birth of the baby as well, ladies and gentlemen. That is up on the Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Look, I don't like royalty. Everybody knows this. Just like I don't like identifying by race or identifying. It's what you stand for and what you've done. Not that you're an hereditary dictatorship like North Korea. So we're going to be getting into all of that as well. In the next hour, for everybody that's holding, Mario and Brad and Andrew and Paul and Kevin, we're going to get to all of you. Nothing but calls in the third hour, I promise. I'm going to go right to them. But for the balance of this hour, we are going to be joined by Ed Asner to talk about a host of issues here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell listeners about, there's a lot of talk out there, but if you want to know the very best stainless steel, gravity-fed systems, tested, certified, side-by-side comparisons with the leading competition, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Filtering your water is the beginning of health for your organs, your body, your blood. The tap water, the well water, so much of it is just full of additives and toxic chemicals and fluoride. The list goes on and on. The biggest thing you can do for yourself and your family deserves it, is get a ProPure system that blows the competition away at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code water, you get 10% off. Just put water in the shopping cart code area, and you get 10% off the already lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free and give the promo code WATER and ask about other specials as well, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win-win. We promote the very best products from across the board that help people that also have the lowest price. So that's how we fund our operations, is with goodwill type products, products that we use, that we believe in, that we promote. So again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine, totally GMO-free, certified organic, GMO-free, third-party and USDA. It is now available at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted, and you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the side if you want to call and have any questions to ask, or if you want to sign up to be a distributor and get big discounts. The toll-free number is 888. Again, we'll put that back up on screen, and I'll give that out for people. 888-636-9277. 888-636-9277. Thank you so much, guys, for putting that up on screen. I always get emails and see comments. What do you mean? You're always talking about put it on screen. We're not just on the radio right now. We are simulcasting free video feed while we can afford it. It's usually just for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. You have the nightly news for members. But the daytime radio show, 3 hours of it, the free iPhone app, Droid apps, podcast, video feed, Infowars.com/show. And please get that URL and send it out to friends and family. That's the biggest way to wake people up. You know, when folks ask my political affiliation, I am a constitutionalist who believes in basic human liberty and freedom. I'm an individualist. But I also believe in the greater good and helping your community. The problem is anytime you try to do that and pool too big a resource, special interest will come in and take it over. And you can say what you want about the media misrepresenting over the years what Ed Asner stands for, but I've gotten to know Ed Asner over the years. We just sent one of our crew out there to a charity event Ed put on to help autistic children. Autism Speaks. And Ed Asner is somebody across the board, you know, who isn't just the box people put them in. I mean, if you hear about somebody like Martin Sheen, who I know pretty well, you'll hear, oh, that guy's a total liberal communist. And then you actually meet him, and he's actually pro-organic, anti-vaccine, pro-liberty on a bunch of fronts, and believes that some of the stuff that's pushed by the controlled left, you know, is the answer. But the point is, they're not opportunists. These are real people that really care, and they will criticize Obama for bombing Libya and Syria and backing Al-Qaeda when the fake right wing won't do it and is backing Obama. And so that's why I wish I could have gone out there, but I already had a preset engagement from a month before. But Ed invited me out. I sent Rob Jacobson out to the celebrity poker event. All the proceeds went to autism research and helping folks. And, of course, he's been the one of the main hosts of the Mary Tyler Moore Show as Lou Grant. Hundreds of different movies and TV shows like Up that he did the voice of, one of my favorite good, wholesome movies. He was president of the Screen Actors Guild, and he was born in 1929. So he has been out there doing a lot of stuff for a long time. Autism Speaks, just search that, and you will pull up the official site. We'll put that up on screen for everybody. But Ed spends a lot of his time. In fact, I know folks that know him most of his time, 100% giving to charity. So truly an amazing guy. I'm not trying to kiss his hind end here. It's just that he's a real humanitarian. Ed, thanks for spending 20, 30 minutes with us today.
I'll keep kissing. Come on. It feels so good.
I know, but you are a good guy.
Yeah. You are a good guy, too. So are we all good guys.
Well, at least we try to be. I mean, that's the difference. We can disagree on some things, but we are trying to find the truth. I think we're trying to have justice. And I think as long as that's what you're shooting for, that's the key. They don't want us to come together on what we agree about. They want us divided and conquered. And I got to ask you, what is your take on the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin tragedy? What is your view on that? Then I want to segue into autism, the wars, the NSA, all of it with Ed Asner.
I did not make a deep and intensive study of that whole affair, but my only feeling is that it's a demonstration of how stupid and backward and weak Florida's laws are, that, yeah, fine, you didn't convict him of manslaughter, but by God, the man did break laws by his trailing around, taking the law into his own hands with a loaded weapon in his possession. I think it exposes Florida for its backwardness.
Well, I agree that there's two sides to this, and I probably wouldn't have been following somebody around in the rain with a gun. And so I think that there is kind of a cop wannabe angle there. Some people have said, oh, no, he did nothing wrong. I don't agree. But I agree with Jimmy Carter saying the jury did the right thing because they shot for the premeditated murder instead of a lower charge. Why do you think they went for something they knew they couldn't get, most legal analysts say?
Well, I suppose to be loyal Floridians. I didn't know that they went for the whole ball of wax. If that's what they went for, then that's wrong. They were very wrong to have done so.
Yeah, I mean, most people think they did it on purpose so that he would get off.
Yeah.
And then it could be used as a political football. Shifting gears out of that, autism. We've gone from, what, 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 68, 1 in 52, depending on the numbers. Some say it's overdiagnosed. I don't think that's the case. I see massive neurological issues in children everywhere now who haven't even been diagnosed with it, the quirkiness, the things. And it's, I have friends and family that have autistic children. I know this has touched you as well, Ed. What do you think's going on with autism, bottom line? And tell us about Autism Speaks.
Listen, if you've got frogs coming up with all kinds of different sexual aspects, why can't our kids be affected in a different way?
Exactly.
I think it's the environment. And I think it's the poisons that we spew in our water, in our air, and I don't even want to think about the poisons that were released with the Gulf oil spill. What's in that water now? If we're looking at the eradication throughout the world of coral atoll, there's poison everywhere, and the policing of those poisons is not occurring with the rapidity with which they infect our lives.
Well, that's what all the scientists basically say, is that it's a cocktail of things, and that's how mercury and things and shots can push it over the edge. But they've got studies out now on the GMO corn that has its own pesticide in it, causing autism. I mean, look at Fukushima blowing up and the cover-up of that. What does the establishment think they're going to do when they are butchering the environment like this?
Well, the drugs that are constantly pushed into the food we eat, the chicken and the beef and the excess, whatever excess is shat into the waters we drink, and we're indulging and imbibing in all of those pharmaceuticals that are given to our animals. And the excess of those pharmaceuticals. So nobody's watching the store.
Ed, I think that's the heart of it. We are a poisoned... We are absolutely drunk out of our mind on poison.
Yeah.
I think that's why society's getting so crazy.
Well, and our children are affected. Oh, one in 68, one in 88, primarily boys, but frogs are similarly affected. The sexual typing of frogs. It's a bastard disappearing, as we have heard. What's causing it all? Why? And does anybody care? I don't think so. Now, maybe autism has been in this intensity all our lives, and we merely shrugged it off and saying, he's weird, he's a dummy, he's addled, he's a no-show.
Well, if you look at pesticides, the really bad ones that are out there that they allow to be used, in the rat studies, the rats act just like we're acting. They have the very same disorders, the very same problems. And what's crazy is the FDA and the EPA are more and more allowing more and more of this in the environment. It's crazy.
Yeah. We have a lot to suffer, and we're suffering it through our grandkids right now. I have an autistic son. Fortunately, he's high functioning, and maybe he can survive in this world on his own. I don't know. We don't know. I have a grandson who is less high functioning, and he will need assistance all the rest of his life.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it is a scourge upon the land, and in your own family has struck multiple people. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I have other grandkids who are ADR, which is new on the scene, and hopefully it will... It will be handled appropriately and effectively, and they will be able to function in real life. I just had a friend who died of a heart attack at 57.
Wow.
He has three kids, two boys and a girl.
Yeah, I saw a study, a British Medical Journal study about a month ago. We can pull it up and put it on screen for TV viewers, where the headline was, 30 is the new 50, and they went and looked at the DNA, we are accelerating our aging now. I mean, this is a huge crisis.
Oh, really? I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, well, they spin it and say, fit, you know, 70s, the new 50, like, oh, you're going to live and be young and all this. But when it really comes down to it, young people have been devastated by the environment. I mean, just devastated.
Well, and not just devastated by the environment. Look at the food we're eating. Look at the salt that we're sucking up. Look at the fats and the additives in all of the ready-to-wear foods that we eat. It is far from the simple fare. You know, there was that wonderful study done on the Amish a few years ago, and they found that the Amish in Ohio and Pennsylvania ate three huge meals a day. None of them had heart attacks or strokes or anything, because quite often, each individual would walk 25 miles taking care of his land because he wasn't automated.
Absolutely, and there were no additives, and they have no autism. No autism, folks, because they're living an organic lifestyle right there. They say the meek will inherit the earth. Certainly the case with the Amish. We'll be right back with Ed Asner.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Ed Asner is our guest. We're going to start the next hour and go to your phone calls. Ed, what do you make of about Jimmy Carter, because you brought this up to me. I want to get your take on it. Saying America has no functioning democracy on the NSA. Isn't the social contract broken? And now the government's getting more and more brazen. The NSA last week told Congress and the courts, you're not allowed to oversee us. This is the tail wagging the dog. It's like Nixon saying it's not illegal when the president does it. What's your take on that?
I think it's the further proof of the marked step of the United States into a somewhat of a corporate fascism.
It certainly is. And I love how the corporate profits are guaranteed with taxpayer money, but the losses are then also put on the people.
Yeah. It's a win-win, huh? God almighty. Let's make ourselves corporations and we can flaunt and flop around the world like a character out of Lost in Space.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah, yes, yes. That's for sure.
Ed, front and center for you, what is, right now, what are you most focused on politically? What concerns you the most?
Well, to tell you the truth, when I see the march toward fascism, corporate fascism in this country, it's occurring in so many areas, I don't even begin to want to attack it, because it's impossible. It's like a thousand-legged spider. So out of fatigue and out of failure to know where to be effective, I don't do anything. I still preach the language of 9/11 and the scandal and the fact that that open sore will allow the corporate fascism to proceed in this country until the American people slap themselves awake and acknowledge that this was a great, huge governmental crime. That sections of government perpetrated this crime, helped perpetrate this crime, and 3,000 of our citizens died. And nobody is willing to face the truth on that.
Oh, yeah. Take the brother who didn't have a throat wound. They were clearly set up in the Boston bombing. They're killing witnesses. The brother worked for the CIA. I mean, it's incredible. And people are on YouTube going, you're a traitor, terrorist lover. And I'm like, he's pled not guilty. The media is saying he's guilty. The evidence is they were patsies like Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm not saying I'm glad he bombed people. I'm saying the evidence shows he's a patsy. They just can't get that in their heads, Ed.
No, they can't. And they will accept whatever their government tells them. And as long as you're willing to accept anything and everything that the government tells you, you're going to be a patsy.
What do you make of the open funding of Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now to engage in just mass homicide? And our media admits it and basically says it's a good thing.
Well, I've been leery of that revolution from the beginning, and I think it's a way to foment that area, and the potential of it is phenomenal because you've got the seedbed for a future World War III there. You've got us siding with the rebels, you know, from a slight distance, let's say, but arming them at the same time.
Absolutely. Ed, do 5 more minutes with us. 1 minute break. Come back. Closing comments from Ed Asner, and then your phone call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.